The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fallen Fives radio show, the home of the best fall and fall-adjacent music. This week, we start with something recorded in Iceland.
Look like it. Look like it.
Look No, from the Ústabeiarbíó live LP, recorded in Reykjavik on the 6th of May 1983 and first released in 2001. I'm not sure my pronunciation is entirely correct, but thanks anyway to Max, a member of the Fall Online forum who lives in Iceland, who did his best to help me with my pronunciation. Anyway, the song came out as a single a month after Hex Induction Hour's release, and it also featured in the Fall's fifth Peel session, broadcast in September 1981. However, when Hex received a double CD reissue in 2005, Smith requested that both versions be omitted. Whether or not this was because of Mark Riley's particularly prominent vocals is anyone's guess. The song was largely written by Steve Hanley, although the jangly guitar line towards the end, on the studio version anyway, was courtesy of Mark Riley. This guitar part, which of course was missing from that live version because it was recorded after Riley's departure, was inspired by this.
Future salary, the night shift in Spalding Street, the respect is worth it. One a.m. at the front gate, it had just been Sunday night, stood this man tall but twisted back, he spoke loud and said, come out of there, the grill on the wall contains a crowl, and that twisted shape you call the laundry post reminds me of my origin, your crisscross fences are avenues. paid for by the NHS. You need it more than the patients for mortgage fees and medical pranks. But you won't fix my poor chip or repair my broken kite. Kindness born of mousy brain, truth-timid king of bitter world. Vicious dreams of EC1 and Lapland girls and green birds with crawl and chase to the basements. Liquid pitch, his legs tubes, no pillar sticks. Crisscross fence, one square inch eyes. His mouth red like a twisted ride. His mouth like a twisted ride. He reeks of bleach and hospitals. He reeks of bleach and hospitals. The porter swears this is true. He reeks of bleach and hospitals. The porter swears this is true. And drinks too much in his brown and white hut. But the thing clings to the acceptance gate. The thing clings to the acceptance gate. The thing clings to the acceptance gate. The thing clings to the med acceptance gate. And no one will say he's seen it. It only bugs us young MDs, but we are dedicated to fight disease. To fight disease.
Medical Acceptance Gate, a peculiar little outtake that first appeared on the 1993 compilation The Collection, and also featured on the 2004 reissue of Slates, despite the fact that it was likely recorded in 1983. Before that was Candy Skin by The Fire Engines, the inspiration behind Mark Riley's closing guitar part on Look No. In 1999, Smith bumped into Dave Bush, who was at that time recording an EP with Elastica. Despite the fact that Bush had been sacked from The Fall only 4 years earlier, there don't seem to have been too many hard feelings, as MES ended up contributing to two songs on the six-track EP. Perhaps the better known is How I Wrote Elastica Man, but he also appeared on this track, KB.
Go! possible. Now you ain't got a number, you just wanna rumble, and there ain't no way you're gonna go under. Go under, go under.
An alternative mix of Three Girl Rumba from Wire's Pink Flag album, a song that Elastica, who you heard earlier, borrowed Fall Style for their 1994 single Connection. Now for the first of this week's two My Special Four Song features, this one comes from Andy Lyons.
My name is Andy Lyons, I'm a writer based in Brighton, and the four song that means the most to me is Repetition. I was 13 years old in August 1978 when I first heard it on John Peel's show. And it came as something of a shock to me because previously I'd been a fan of Alan Freeman's Saturday Afternoon Rock Show, where I'd been listening to Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple and Budgie. And then I hear this cacophony from which a lumbering beat emerges and a weedy, circling, slightly out of tune guitar motif, and then Mark's attitude on Legs vocal that sound like imminent violence. And the whole thing is just so intimidating and shocking and a bit aggravating and irritating, and I don't really know how to respond to it, but obviously something got into me, because very soon after that I recorded their first session with Rebellious Jukebox and Industrial Estate and Mother Sister on it, and so there was something in that. Even the first time I heard them, it's obviously something grabbed me. And I think it's listening to that song today, it's still a bit irritating. It's still strange, and I think the sound of it, the recorded sound of it, dates it. But equally, if that song was released next week, it would still sound confounding, and odd, and different, and apart, and other. And I think that runs throughout the whole of the Fall's recorded catalogue to a greater or lesser extent, but there is this spark of artistic endeavour that ensures its longevity, and I think the Fall will be listened to as long as there is a way to do so, and I certainly will continue to listen to them until the day I drop dead.
Right, noise! Fancy music. Are we digger? Are we digger? Are we digger? Repetition. Are we digging with repetition? A repetition of the drum. This is the 3 hours, the 3 hours. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Mental hospitals.
Repetition from The Fall's 1978 debut release, Bingo Masters Breakout. Thanks to Andy for his contribution. Speaking of repetition,
repetition on the dance floor. Repetition makes you want more. Repetition. We love our reputation for continual repetition. Repetition in our music, and we're always gonna use it.
Repetition and China. Divisions in twos. Divisions all over. Hit it.
Keep moving to your own repetition. Keep moving to your own repetition. Everybody moves to their own repetition. Repetition in our music, and we're always gonna use it. The whole world moves to its own repetition. The expectation even in the Caribbean. Repetition.
And down the line. Dr. John Boring had a real township. He loved repetition.
Repetition by Tackhead, the B-side to their 1990 single Dangerous Sex. It was produced by Adrian Sherwood, who of course worked on Slate's and Extricate. Last week I played a track by the Container Drivers from the 2008 tribute album Perverted by Marquee. Here's another track from that LP. This is Tokotronic. The title is in German and I have insufficient confidence in my capacity to pronounce it correctly, particularly after the Icelandic debacle earlier, but I believe it translates as I dreamed I was eating pizza with Marquee Smith.
Hat er mir erzählt, wie scheußlich alles ist. Wir haben geredet und gesessen, fast die ganze Nacht. Am Ende hat er mir erzählt, wie man Platten macht. Doch ich hab sozusagen mit Marquee Smith die Nacht verbracht.
that was an alternative outtake version of Noise from, as I never tire of saying, the criminally underrated Remit. Simon Wollstonecroft was one of the longest serving members of The Fall, occupying the drum stool from 1986 to 1997. As well as being a great drummer, he's written an excellent autobiography, You Can Drum But You Can't Hide, and also produced a highly entertaining series of podcasts called Funky Sai's A to Z of Manchester. In 1986, Funky Sai was playing in a band called The Weeds. After recording their debut single, the group were offered a support slot for The Fall, and during that tour, MES poached Sai to replace Carl Burns. That debut single turned out to be The Weeds' only release, and it was called China Doll.
gotta keep your distance, cause the doctor says I got a very low resistance. Non-stop elevator pushing to the top, no second chance for a temperature drop. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of.
That was A Question of Temperature, a 1968 single that MES referenced in his autobiography Renegade. Smith got his facts a bit confused though, suggesting that the early incarnation of The Fall was called The Outsiders, like The Fall, an English translation of an Albert Camus book title, until they came across a single by The Outsiders called A Question of Temperature, and so decided to go for The Fall instead. A neat enough story, except for the fact that A Question of Temperature was actually recorded by New Jersey garage psych outfit The Balloon Farm. Now for some Stars on 45. I'm into CB, the rather random Stars on 45 version that you can find on the 2007 Fall box set, also known as the Red Box. Now for the second of this week's My Special Fall Song features, and this comes from Sean Tracy, who has chosen one of my favourites.
Hi, my name is Sean, and my current favourite Fall track is Smile. Reason for that is I'd seen them in 81, didn't really know what on the earth was going on, but then went to see them at the Electric Ballroom in Camden in 83, and this was the twin drum Bricks lineup, and there was a three song sort of 1-2-3 of, I think it was 2x4, Smile, and The Man Whose Head Expanded. And just at that moment, I realised how great the Mighty Fool were. And it's been a love affair ever since. I last saw them in 2016 at Stuart Lee's ATP. I think before Mr. Smith got seriously ill. But yeah, today it's Smile. Tomorrow it could be something else.
Said, he smiled. Something to dance to, a certain style, smile.
Vexation, process, take Vader.
Many thanks to Sean for his contribution. If you want to take part, then please send a voice recording to thefallinfives@mail.com or contact me via Twitter @thefallinfives. Now to the answer to last week's quiz. Industrial estate is the odd one out. It includes the line, "We'd build a canteen," but all of the other four actually mention food. M5 has crusty brown bread, Detective Instinct mentions meat, Mr. Road has lemon freshness, and Dr. Faustus, of course, contains a wide variety of fruit. Well done to all of those who got it right. This week's selection has a similar theme, i.e. four of them have something in the lyric that connects them, but the odd one out contains something different but related. Here they are. Athlete cured, repetition, garden, what about us, I've been duped. Moving on, the Fall covered two songs by Canadian singer Ardeen Taylor, There's a Ghost in My House and Gotta See Jane. In the US and Canada, however, he's probably best known for this 1970 single. Indiana Wants Me, a 1970 number one single in both the US and Canada for Ardeen Taylor. This week's final track is a nicely noisy version of Glam Racket, recorded at the Manchester Roadhouse on the 8th of December 1993. See you next week, and thanks for listening. Yeah.
The Four in Fives Radio Show.